With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's political threats have forced a Republican senator to call it quits. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced he will not seek re-election next year. The announcement came after he voted against advancing Donald Trump's massive bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. Tillis opposed cuts to health care programs. The president responded by berating Tillis in social media posts. He accused the Republican senator of seeking publicity and threatened to campaign against him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, senators have convened for a lengthy Votorama, during which lawmakers can offer an unlimited number of amendments that are related to the president's big, beautiful bill. Authorities say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire and then began shooting at first responders in northern Idaho, north of Coeur d'Alene, killing two firefighters and wounding a third. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris spoke to KXLY.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush, and it was intentional.
The gunman was later found dead with a weapon nearby. More than 72 million Americans expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday.
AAA says most will travel by car, with the busiest travel days on Wednesday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 6th. TSA expects to screen more than 18 million air travelers between Tuesday and the following Monday. Since Independence Day falls on a Friday, some are planning to head out early to get a jump on the travel weekend.
That's Stacia Stevens. Stocks are holding to their records as Wall Street nears the finish of a second straight winning month. The Dow up 99 points, the NASDAQ adding 3. This is SRN News. Quebec draws a line on gender in prisons. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Canada is a lot more liberal than the U.S., and both federal and provincial governments are promoting the LGBT agenda aggressively. But in Quebec, officials have decided that male prisoners who are living as females will not be allowed to be housed in female prisons. In other places, including in some U.S. states, men who are living as women can choose to be housed with actual women when they are sentenced to prison, with predictable results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say the ultra-Orthodox Jewish subculture is engaging more with the outside world after centuries of separation. Within a minority religion, it's a minority that's set apart by dedication to the Torah and its 613 commandments. According to one study, the global Jewish population will be 20% Orthodox within 15 years. This is SRN News. It's not news you would expect from North Korea, the opening of a huge new tourist resort. Correspondent Karen Chamas.
The location of the resort, called Kalma, has been in development since 2018. It has hotels and other accommodations for nearly 20,000 guests who can bathe in the sea, play sports and games, and eat at restaurants and cafeterias on site. North Korea has no normal travel arrangements to allow foreigners to visit the country. The KCNA report said that domestic tourists will be allowed to visit the new resort from the 1st of July. I'm Karen Chamas.
In consumer news, Chrysler is voluntarily recalling some of its 2022 through 2025 Pacifica and Voyager vehicles to replace their side curtain airbags if needed. It potentially affects over 250,000 vehicles. More details at SRNnews.com.